Democrats seek to slip amnesty for illegal aliens in infrastructure deal. By John Binder on June 18, 2021. Senate Democrats are seeking to slip an amnesty for potentially millions of illegal aliens into an infrastructure deal and lobbying President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris to support such a maneuver. According to the Miami Herald, Senator Bob Menendez, DNJ, is urging Harris to get behind a plan by Senate Democrats that would put amnesty provisions for illegal aliens into an infrastructure deal. The Herald reports. Senator Bob Menendez pressed Vice President Kamala Harris in a private meeting this week to include a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants in legislation that includes the Biden administration's infrastructure proposal. Emphasis added. Menendez, who is a lead sponsor in Congress of President Joe Biden's immigration agenda, made a big push to Harris on Tuesday to include the citizenship measure in emerging infrastructure legislation, according to a participant in the meeting. A spokesperson for the New Jersey Democrat confirmed that characterization. Emphasis added. Menendez would like to see the immigration proposal attached to any bill that lawmakers and Biden decide to move forward, his spokesperson said. Emphasis added. Likewise, the Associated Press, AP, reported this week that Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Senate Democrats of the Senate Budget Committee are working on an infrastructure plan that would include giving amnesty to illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for the DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, program. Illegal aliens considered essential to the American economy. Illegal aliens enrolled in temporary protected status, TPS. I am optimistic, Senator Alex Padilla, DCA, told the AP of the amnesty provisions. The Senate Democrats are seemingly taking marching orders for amnesty from corporate interests, including Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's FWD.S, which lobbies for an endless stream of foreign workers to take white-collar American jobs. Last month, FWD.S hired a former assistant Senate parliamentarian to craft a plan for Democrats that would pass amnesty for illegal aliens through a little-known reconciliation rule. Democrats, along with some House Republicans, have the support of a large amnesty coalition led by former President George W. Bush, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Business Roundtable, and a number of Koch brothers-backed organizations. Already, current immigration levels put downward pressure on U.S. wages while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth away from America's working and middle class and towards employers and new arrivals. Research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine has found. Similarly, peer-reviewed research by economist Christoph Albert acknowledges that as immigrants accept lower wages, they are preferably chosen by firms and therefore have higher job-finding rates than natives, consistent with evidence found in U.S. data. Albert's research also finds that immigration raises competition for native-born Americans in the labor market. Every year, 1.2 million legal immigrants are given green cards to permanently resettle in the U.S. In addition, 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas to take American jobs while hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens enter the U.S. annually. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.